Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Hi there. My name's Jim Baldo. I'm here to representing Sandcap LLC. We'd like to place a temporary sales leasing office in the parking lot adjacent to the main entrance. If I may, present a couple of photographs.
Yes, you can hand them down to the secretary, please.
This is an example of the...
I'll just pass them down.
And this is the location of...
Okay, thank you.
We selected location because we feel that it's off to the side, out of the main entrance, and although it is in the entrances, which is what we would like to have for when our customers come in, we'd obviously like them to be able to see our sales trailer. I don't feel that there will be any exception. This exception will substantially adversely affect the use of the neighboring property since it is off to the side and quite a large parking lot. The trailer is approximately 44 by 12. And as you can see, that area that we're requesting to place it is quite large. Probably have one agent working in the out of that sales trailer, and it will be temporary.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
You have a survey of placement survey where you'd like to put it?
No, I do not.
Or a diagram, rather?
I think there was a diagram attached.
Yeah, on the...
I didn't get one either.
No, I don't have one. We have a picture, but I don't know where we're going to put it.
No drawing, no diagram.
No drawing?
Okay.
Nothing in the file? There's no drawing in the file other than a tax map showing the site.
You need to submit that to the secretary.
Send it down on that insert, if you would, please, to Mr. Lank and Hill.
Don't draw?
It's probably not marked.
No, it's not marked. He's got it marked at the rear of parcel number 96. First, right next to the...
You're driving the entrance, off to the left.
You'll see a series of numbers, 1, or 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, real small numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right on top of number 7. And
okay.
parcel number 8.
I see it. Okay.
Do you feel this will substantially affect anything in the neighborhood or any adversely affect the people around you?
No, sir, we do not.
Okay, what's around you?
Pardon me?
What is around you, surrounding this area? Around you?
It's a parking lot, as you can see in the picture.
Yeah.
There's a fence.
And it's, okay, it's mostly residential
yes,
area?
Yes, sir. That's right, correct.
The area along Route 1 was originally dwellings, and most of them have been converted to business-type.
Commercial, correct.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
Yeah.
Mr. Berger, do you have any further?
Yeah.
Mr. Werner? Mr. Mills?
Mm.
Mr. Sharp?
Just a quick one. I noticed here on your application says that you're seeking this for 6 months. Is that the plan?
Approximately. It's advantageous for us to have it there as short a time as possible. But we're going to be constructing a new building there with a sales office and a model in it.
Well,
and once that's completed.
We normally will grant you a year, and then you can remove it any time you want.
That'd be plenty of time.
Okay.
I'm sure.
A year?
As for any effect on neighboring properties, do you see where it would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
No, sir, we do not. I mean, we obviously want to be a good good neighbor to the residents that are already there, and we'll landscape around the base of it and, you know, make it look nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And hearing no further questions?
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,373 for 1 year, because it will, I believe it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the adjacent and neighboring properties so stated by the applicant.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,373 for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,373 is approved for a period of 1 year.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yes, sir.